Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning, everyone. Coming up, some quick takeouts on stories we want you to stay updated on. We go first to Washington, D.C., Capitol Hill. Julie Mason, correspondent for the Washington Examiner. Good morning, Julie. We've been talking so much about Iran and troop levels in Afghanistan and what members of Congress have to say about that. But the main event really this week, it seems, is still the Senate Finance Committee and health care reform, right?
You're right, John. This week, they're going to be talking about whether to include a public option in the bill, which is something, as you know, Democrats are pushing for very hard.
And this is really a chance for the Senate to create something of a showdown with the Obama administration or force them to show their hand. What are the pressures? Is it go conservative in the Senate or go more towards the progressive side?
Well, this committee, the Senate Finance Committee, is a little bit more moderate than the Senate at large. So there's no guarantee that a public option is going to come through this committee process. But its backers, like Chuck Schumer of New York and some others, are thinking they have another crack at it when the bill goes to the Senate floor. And they may have better luck in that case. And you're right, the Obama administration has been backing away from the public option. So it also sets up a bit of a showdown with the White House.
Now, last week, our colleague Todd Zwillick down there in Washington, I know he's your colleague as well, described Olympia
Snow.
Right, exactly. He described Olympia Snow, the Republican senator from Maine, as the most powerful senator in the universe. Is she still?
It's true.
Really? It's still
yeah,
true.
She really yeah. is. She's a swing vote on this. They really, the liberals really need her, and they're really trying to keep her on their side on this public option issue.
Finally, Julie Mason, I mean, it seems that it's taken so long for the Baucus Committee, and of course, Max Baucus, the Montana senator, is chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, to actually get a coherent bill. Have they lost momentum in comparison with the House? They were thought of as being the main sort of event on both sides of the House and Senate on Capitol Hill. But I'm wondering if they've lost momentum here.
Well, it's been in fits and starts because, as you know, they were on break for August and they lost some momentum there. But since they've come back, they've gathered a little bit more steam. And yeah, you're right. There are four other bills out there. But this is the one that really has the juice. This is the one that everyone expects to be sort of the template for the final decision.
All right. Julie Mason, thanks so much. White House correspondent for The Washington Examiner with our takeout on health care from Capitol Hill.